The address for today is based on the Ephesians reading from chapter 4, which also went into chapter 5, and I'll reread a couple verses from verse 31. Put away all your bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, grant that we may hear, read, learn, and inwardly discern your word. May we embrace and hold fast to the blessed hope and comfort of everlasting life, which you have given us through your Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Identity. It follows us throughout our whole life. The characteristics which define who we are, who we all are as individuals. And the most common form of identity is photo identity, which identifies us based on our physical appearance. But identity stretches much further than just your physical appearances or the photo you have on your driver's license or your passport. Your identity is also made up of your qualities, your traits, your beliefs, your personality, and also what you stand for. For example, people might identify you as compassionate, a loving parent, a generous person, an animal lover, and the list could go on and on. But not all identities are positive. Sometimes a person's identity is associated with evil. Maybe a serial killer or those scammers. In today's reading, St. Paul gives us a list of traits and attributes which fit into two kinds of contrasting identities. A self-centered identity and the selfless identity. Let me explain and give a few examples of both. The self-centered identity, which Paul warns against, is an identity full of bitterness, wrath, anger, wrangling, slander, malice. All these actions glorify yourself. They make you the centre of attention. They make you feel better by inflicting damage on someone else. And Paul also gives us a more broader example. In verse 4 he writes, "Thieves must give up stealing. Rather let them labour and work honestly." Stealing inflicts pain on your neighbour. It causes them to suffer while you benefit. Another example Paul uses is corruptive talk, or talking behind someone's back. You build yourself up by speaking about a terrible mistake another person made. Or you may openly state that you would never make that mistake. Once again, self-glorification at the expense of someone else, failing to love your neighbour. You focus on how you can be glorified in the situation rather than showing love. These are just a couple examples of sins which flow out of our self-centered, sinful identity. The self-centered, selfish identity which Paul is asking the Ephesians to turn away from. Actions which fail to protect their neighbours. And these actions we also engage in today, which puts the spotlight on ourselves rather than loving our neighbours. But Paul also presents a contrasting identity for both the Ephesians and for us. The selfless living identity, which can also be known as Christ-centered living. So what does that look like? Verse 32 gives us some key thoughts. I read, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you." A selfless living identity is living in the identity of what Christ has shown and given us. Christ was kind to people. Jesus was kind to all people. This included people of society who others wouldn't socialise with. Tax collectors. Lepers. People who were unclean. Jesus had compassion on all these people. And then there's the example of forgiveness for us all. Christ forgives us all of our sins, a forgiveness which we don't deserve, a forgiveness which shows us God's kindness, God's compassion, God's tender heart towards his created people. And one of the clearest examples of Jesus enacting forgiveness is on the cross. Jesus said to those who were in the process of killing him, and I'm quoting Luke chapter 23, verse 34, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." Brothers and sisters, there is a problem with this selfless living identity. Us human beings are not good at selfless, sacrificial, Christ-centered living. Because our sinful identity always pulls us towards self-centered living. So what happens now? How do we get ourselves out of this self-centered identity? By our own strength, we are not able to shake off this self-centered identity. But God has the solution. Baptism. Baptism washes us all clean. It clothes us in righteousness, forgives all our sins. It empowers us all to live a new life, to have a new Christ-centered identity. And this identity through baptism is the same once and for all baptism which Paul refers to in Romans. "We were buried, therefore, with Jesus Christ by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too may walk in newness of life." Romans 6, verse 4. And I want to repeat the last bit of that passage again, because it is vital. We too may walk in newness of life. So the old self-centered, sinful identity is taken away through baptism, and it is replaced with the new self, the new identity created in the likeness of God, where we are righteous and holy. And God also gives us his Holy Spirit in baptism, which helps guide us in living in this new identity. Paul, in the conclusion of our text, has one more point to make regarding the selfless identity, the Christ-centered identity. Be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us. We are to be imitators of God. Now note here the word imitators. It doesn't ask us to be God. We are to imitate. And that is a very important difference. Because we are not saved and judged on how well we can imitate Christ. If this is a criteria for salvation, no human being would receive it. But to imitate God is to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, who gives us an example of how to live. Jesus lived a sacrificial life, which was out of love for us all. And with God's help, we can all follow Jesus by living a life of love, a life where we are slow to anger, a life where we are compassionate, a life where we are forgiving, forgiving of others, just as we pray every week in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Living a selfless, Christ-centered life and having a Christ-centered identity is about trying to treat others the same way as God has treated us, with unconditional love. And this does require God's daily ongoing help, which he has graciously given to us through the waters of baptism, where all our sins and our failures are washed away. Friends, which identity do you want to follow? Your own selfish, self-centered inclinations, or the new life, the selfless, Christ-centered life, which God calls us to through the waters of baptism? I encourage you all to follow and continue following the Christ-centered life of Jesus. Jesus, who is love personified. Jesus, who enacted God's grace. Jesus, who forgives us all and then teaches us how to forgive others. May you live in him, live through him, and live for him. The selfless, Christ-centered identity. Amen. May the peace of God that passes all understanding guard our hearts and minds in the selfless identity of Christ Jesus. Amen.